July. We face the courage with future. God gives us courage, July 1, to confess Christ. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. 1 John 4:15. The confession of which John here speaks is not the result of a nominal faith, but is the result of an abiding faith in the living Savior, the result of believing that the blessings of salvation are brought within our reach through the sufferings and death of Christ, who was raised from the dead and ever liveth to make intercession for us. We should feel assured that Jesus is our Savior, and that life would not be enjoyable nor afford us peace or hope if he had not loved us and given himself for us. Our claim to Christ's righteousness is without a flaw. If we meet the conditions upon which it is promised, God has bestowed upon us all heaven in one rich gift, and whatever the gift includes is ours if we accept Christ as our personal Savior. Speak of Jesus, educate the tongue to speak of his mercy, to tell of his power, showing forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Christian youth, you are a spectacle unto the world, to angels and to men. Be brave in God, put on the whole armor of God, and let unbelievers about you see that your life is not spoiled because you stand loyal and true to all the commandments of God. You can be, and God requires you to be, a decided witness for him. You need to dwell on the words of courage that Christ spoke to his disciples toward the close of his earthly ministry. Though a cruel death was just before him, Christ's words to his followers were full of hope. He desired to bring all the comfort possible to their hearts. Let us be strong in him.